issue, John, seems to be that the buses that are due are not actually turning up. This is like nearly the final straw now, because I've been, and nearly every other public representative has been receiving emails and correspondence from people who are very frustrated about the fact that they're waiting for buses and they just don't turn up. And if whether it's for an appointment or getting home from school or work, or people have to be able to depend on a public service to get them home and just for life to run smoothly. And when it's not dependable, people are, you know, they're trying to get out of their cars and use public transport. Obviously, it's not working properly now. And we have received correspondence before that, you know, there's a shortage of bus drivers and because of COVID, but the service has to be dependable. It has to be reliable. So I have actually put down a motion that Sligo County Council write to the Minister for Transport and to Bus Éireann to request an urgent review of bus services in the northwest to be carried out as soon as possible. And, you know, just to find out what is wrong exactly, that these buses that are due to come at a certain time are not arriving at all, or else they're very, very late. Whatever is happening, that the necessary funding and supports required be made available so that this service is actually fit for purpose. You know, I have to, I suppose, pay credit where credit is due, that the fares have actually come down for, you know, particularly for teenagers and for students. And that's absolutely fantastic. And that's encouraging more people to use public transport. And that is, again, it's very laudable. But at the same time, you know, if you have not got 100% dependable service, then it doesn't matter how cheap your ticket is. If your bus isn't turning up, then that ticket is no good to you. So I'm asking for the entire service to be reviewed to find out what exactly is happening.